Okay, 10 to 7 at Oldies 104.3 WOMC. And you have some kind of question, sir?
Yes. Back in the 50s, there was a DJ that signed off about just before midnight. And he'd always say, and God willing there be, if it was a Friday, God willing there be a Saturday. And I was wondering whether it was Tom Shannon.
Dave Shavers here. Dave, is that how Tom Shannon signed off?
No, it was Tom Clay.
Tom Clay. Yeah, I was racking my brains because back then, you know, I listened to Mickey Shore and I had the 55 Ford convertible and the whole thing. And, yeah, it was Tom Clay. I knew it was Tom, but I...
He used to talk his...
You were talking about all your guests coming in for the weekend. I was wondering...
Here's Tom right here. Hold on.
Number one. Hey, time to go, 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 everybody with a Tom Clay show. Let's all go, go, go with Tom Clay all the way.
Yeah, is he still around?
No, Tom died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, died out in California. Young man, he was only, what would you say, 61 or 2 here. He wasn't that old.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that thing. Remember when you had lunch at Roma and they sautéed your noodles?
I hate when that.
How can you forget?
I haven't had my noodles sautéed in some time.
You were talking about it on the air, the great dish you had down there at the Roma.
Oh, yes, yes. That's only a month ago.
Yeah.
Just a month ago.
Yeah,
excuse me. I didn't think you were right.
I come home the other night, and the wife had spaghetti, and she had the noodles in the colander in the sink, and she said, just run over hot water because I came in late, and I tried it. Hey, and is it luscious?
Yeah, well, you put the noodles in the frying pan and a little...
Olive oil
Right, exactly.
Then I put the sauce on, and it was great. Hey, thanks for that.
Well, thank Aroma Cafe.
Hey, another question. Big Al.
Yes, sir?
Okay, I hear about your blue tuxedo, and I just wanted to visualize. So I seen a movie the other day with Kevin Bacon.
You did seen it, huh?
Quicksilver.
Okay.
And this fella went to the bank with a powder blue ruffled...
That's a great look.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's coming back, sir.
The trouble is that Al doesn't have the ruffled shirt.
He's still looking for that.
He's still looking for that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to have it like a blue tint on the shirt or on the ruffle itself?
On the ruffle.
It should have the ruffle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Well, the difficulty is he's got one of those stand-up collars that didn't have the ruffles in the front.
Right. Oh, I see.
You know, those are the regular collars.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I seen that tux, and I tried to picture Big Al, but I've never seen him. But it had to be.
Keep it that way, so you're going to be a happier human being.
You ever seen Dumbo?
Yes, many times.
No, picture him in a tux.
He's what's that?
Picture him in a tux.
No.
Big Al will be there tonight.
What's that? No, what, sir?
Does he have the same ears as Dumbo?
Same ears.
The ears. No. We can't see his ears. He has headphones.
Right,
on.
Right.
But
the
same
nose.
Well, the same nose, though. Yeah, good point, David. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for calling. How come you weren't this funny when you were doing the morning radio?
Because I was always...
He's a late bloomer.
I was intimidated, that's why.
You were intimidated?
Yeah, well, I can remember this building.
Yeah, Dave Schaefer.
It was much smaller, and I had a room just down at the end over here.
Yeah.
And it was so small, when I talked to one of the guys getting off the air, I'd get up out of the desk so he could sit on it, and I'd stand in the hall and talk.
That was Stebbins' office before we changed. Now my office, which was extended so that it's everybody's
office. It's everybody's
office.
Right.
It's Dana, Doc, Al, Gene, myself.
You've always had private ones yourself. That's very
and
nice
ankles,
of you.
Excuse me. Yeah. Ankles.
You always seem to forget me.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of opened it up, you know. If you ever want to have a private conversation, you can forget about that.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of a big community office now.
Yeah, so the whole place is just terrific.
Yeah, they've redone. I know the guys who were here Saturday for the radio reunion, they said, what a gorgeous radio station. Yeah. And I said, you should have seen this thing a year ago.
Yeah.
But you know what it was like because you were here.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mr. Prince, by the way, we have new toilet seats, too.
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. Schaefer.
This is Mr. Schaefer.
I'd like to introduce him.
No, he's
a prince of a person.
He's a prince of a guy.
Only at times, though.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. You can explain the toilet seats today.
Yeah, well, we didn't... this entire building renovation was done and complete, but they put the old toilet seats back on.
Yeah.
Well, did they?
And they were big, wide ones. They were... And they were, like, discolored.
Yeah, they were very...
You know, the bathroom behind you reminds me of an old story.
Yeah.
Carl Brazell, who was the general manager here, once owned...
I knew Carl, sure.
Okay. And Tony Nagerson, who used
I knew
to be
Tony,
over
at sure, Tony.
WJR.
Right.
One day, he was going to sneak out playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the bathroom, he sits down, and they close the door.
Which said he closed the door before he sat down or vice versa?
No, before he sat down,
okay.
He closed it. Then Rush Yerge.
Rush Yerge?
Risden.
Oh, I know the name. Oh, I know Russ. Russ. Yeah. I know Russ. Okay,
he opens the door and he says, Tony, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to play golf. You're goofing off today. We're going to play with so-and-so and so-and-so. And but who was standing at the urinal was Carl Brazell.
Okay.
So he
the boss.
Yeah, and he just paused and he said, Tony, I hope you... He said, what time are you going to... Before that, he said he's going to tee off at 2 o'clock. Okay. He's taking the rest of the afternoon off. And
right.
Carl said, well, Tony, I hope you'll make the meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Something very important to tell you. So that wrecked the whole thing.
And Tony then changed stations.
Yeah.
All right, 5 till 7 o'clock in the morning. Let's see, we've got the date today is what? The 27th day of April, and the weather was, over the weekend, at least yesterday, cold and rainy, and we were hoping that it was going to be nice weather for the guys coming back into town, saying, gee, look what we missed. But, you know. I'm sure they said the same thing, but in a different nature. We're looking at 34 clear right now. You can see those two stars up there. You can see Jupiter and Venus. Boy, loud and clear. Now, maybe by this time, of course, we're... No. Oh, no, you can't see it anymore. No, you could about an hour ago. It was really gorgeous. Yeah. Anyway, it's 4 till 7 now.
Say yes to living.
Coffee, hurry up, I got to get to work on time. I got the hustle, oh, my muscles getting big. Ain't it hot, hot, sweating like a pig. Got to hurry, scurry, got to get to work on time. I got to go pack a lunch here, working overtime. After taxes, taxes barely make a dime. Punch a clock, can't talk, got to get to work on time. Got to get to work on time. Got to get to work on time.
Okay, it's 7:11 now, and that's Johnny Rivers doing a little Memphis there on Oldies 104.3 WOMC. This is Dick Purton with you. Got Dave Schaefer with us. Dave's in the studio. He couldn't make it Saturday for some reason. A little family stuff going
Nobody
on.
Nobody said anything about it.
Oh, they did, too. They did, too, and I left a message in her answering machine in Florida where you live, and I never heard from you.
You son of a...
When did you call? After I left?
Maybe so. I said on the air set, where's Dave Schaefer?
Yeah.
I said, where's Robin Seymour? Robin, he showed up at the banquet, and I said, what happened? And somebody said to me, he was sick today, and, you know, he couldn't even call.
Aww.
But he sure looked healthy at the banquet.
Well, he did
it
that.
Great.
And who he was sitting with and everything else.
Robin Seymour looked very good.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He has had his face tightened about 6 times.
Yes.
I swear.
Could very well be. The gray hair, but he looked very good. And I guess it depends who you sat with, depending on how good you looked.
True, and I like the lighting in there.
Yeah, exactly. The secret of, as they say, of looking young is hanging around with older
people.
It's
like your studio's here, too. I like sitting where I'm sitting so you can't see the back part.
I noticed a lot of that, by the way.
Yeah.
So we had Big Al come out and play Mr. Fred Thompson to help the folks with a little sign language, because then a lot of the guys, you know, couldn't hear like they used
to. That was funny.
We also took a pause in the action for anybody who had prostate problems.
That was sweet.
Boy, that cleared the room.
To go to the bathroom. Yeah. We allowed 10 or 15 minutes there.
You should have seen the lineups.
Guys, that's right. Guys were raising their hands left and right. And then that was for guys with prostates.
Yeah.
And then the guys without them, they just fared for themselves.
Yeah, that reminds me of that old joke, the Jewish guy going to the doctor about his prostate. You remember that?
No, go ahead.
He goes in, and he sits there, and another guy sits next to him, and he says, what are you doing here at the doctor's office? He says, what'd you say? He says, What is the matter with you? What are you seeing the doctor about? What am I seeing the doctor about? What is wrong? He says, I pee like you talk.
Very good, Mr. Silver.
Watch, Dan.
You got it. That's Dave Shaver. It's 7:13, and we're waiting for another guy who was in attendance that night, I guess. He left a message on my machine. Tommy St. James. Do you know the name at all? Mm. Yeah, Tommy St. James. He said he was there, and he's going to be up here visiting with us, too. He said he couldn't make the radio reunion. I didn't know he was invited, but he said he's going to come up here, too. I don't know what he's going to do. Tell some old radio stories or something. Sure. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that.
He's a good guy, I hear.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah, I met him.
Oh, you did? Oh,
he's
okay.
He's a sharp-looking guy.
Is he really?
Yeah, really. Looks
no
great.
Kidding.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell the guys who have gone from radio into television, like yeah. Randall Carlisle yeah. from CKLW. He was the old newsman. You know, he the hair is coiffed a certain yeah. way. There's just a certain look to
did
it.
Did he have
know?
Makeup on besides?
Yeah, I think he did.
Just
he
a little handsome. Eyeliner.
Yeah, they have that attitude. You know, yep. Keith Radford from Buffalo, yep. Channel 7 there, my old newsman at CK. And the beauty of Keith is he's funny.
Yeah, no, he
and
is.
That's the trouble with Keith when I'm watching him in Buffalo. Yeah. He's funny when he does the news, too. I can't take Keith serious. It doesn't matter how many murders he's reporting.
It's true. I remember he was the mail boy at CK.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, whenever I see Keith, I remember him wrapped around the princess, the porcelain princess there. In fact, that was just about a half hour before I went on stage Saturday night. But anyway, it is 7:14 at Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Oldies 104.3 and fun for the...
At the Sam's Club in Waterford on Saturday, May 2nd, and at the Sam's Club in Westland on Sunday, May 3rd.
Well, it's 7:26, and hello, Tommy St. James.
Morning, Sue Portman. How you doing? Great
just
to be
fine. Tommy
back
St.
in Detroit.
James. Well, thank you. Nice to have you. Tommy couldn't be with us on a radio reunion on Saturday of
no,
the year
from not.
10 until 4,
yeah.
But you're here now.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Great to see Davey Schaefer again.
Oh, you know Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, super. Sure, yeah. I haven't seen Davey since Bobby St. Stephen's McReynolds and I short-sheeted his bed down at the Poncho Trade. You remember that, Davey?
Oh, yeah.
It was like yesterday. Anyway, it's great to be back in town, and you were, I heard, just outstanding Saturday night. It was wonderful, the stories
you
told.
Yeah.
Of course, I have a long history of Detroit radio. Mm-hmm. I was in AM stations in this market for many, many years.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then I moved over to FM. I was at WBHS in Bloomfield Hills. I was over at...
Well, that's a high school station.
Yeah, I did a lot. Actually, most of my career was in high school radio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I hadn't heard of yet.
Yeah, WSHJ in Southfield.
Oh, sure.
WPHS, which is Cousineau Station.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
we had great times over there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm...
Someday you have to stop and tell us about those.
Yeah, stories. Oh, there's just so many stories, I don't know even where to begin. Mm-hmm. But I have a tape erasing business out in Boise, Idaho, where all the stations send their tapes to me. And then we erase them, we send them right back to each other. And, you know, knock on wood, it's put some kids through school.
Good for you, Tommy.
Yeah, and my kids are listening. Can I say hello to my
you
kids?
You go right ahead. They came into town with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they came into town. My two sons, Tommy St. James Jr., and my youngest son, Randall St. James, and my daughter, who's 15 mm-hmm. today. Happy
really?
Birthday, honey. Yeah, Pat St. James is 15 today.
Oh,
so it's great. I'm gonna, if it's all right with you, I'd like to stick around, you know, for the
you
morning.
You stick around all
have
morning long.
Coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
this is wonderful.
Oh, this is great. And great to be back in Motown. And and it's kind of cool today, you know. The temperatures are in the 30s right now, but it's going to be mostly clear with highs hovering around that 50-degree mark.
Sure.
You know, I can't get the old radio on.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. I wondered why you were doing the weather there.
That's an old joke that I do when I appear on some of the stations around town. But it's fabulous to be back. If you don't mind, I'll stick around and we can tell some more stories later.
I hope you will. It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Thank
Plus
you.
Some of the lines you did Saturday night, you're my hero. And,
really?
And the way you delivered them, I'd love to deliver them.
Really?
Lines.
No kidding.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, you said, for instance, we've got a lot of management types here tonight. It's always nice to look around and see the SOB who fired you.
I did say that. Yeah.
It didn't apply to me because I was never hired anywhere.
Well, that's good. We'll come back to you, Tom.
Great. I'll be around
sure,
as long as you need me.
Great
okay,
to have
super,
me here.
Super
Dave,
here.
Dave Schaefer and Tommy St. James.
God, Dave, you look great.
This is fabulous. Thank you. It's 7:29 now.
As a nurse, I see a lot.